Vayter and Shasbir and Dav Ches, picking it up on Chesamad Aleph, three lines down, She'efer Kira Muchanu, the next part of the Mishnah. How apropos that we, as we mentioned the other day as well, we are going, this is the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Tav Shin, Pei Beis, and this year is sponsored, L'Ilui Nishmas, Vizdu Moshe Aryeh Ben Yaakov by his grandson Rav Yitzi Moller. Okay, here we go. So the Mishnah ended off by saying something a bit strange and unusual. After it's talking about it, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to dig out the dirt in order to go ahead and to cover and do kiso yodam or not. The Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel. The Mishnah ends off with this with a line. And the line it says is She'efer Kira Muchanu, because ashes of a stove are muchan, they are prepared. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? This is totally out of the blue. She'efer Kira Muchanu, says the Gemara. Efer Kira Mantakashme, whoever said anything about Efer Kira, when did we mention that? That we're all of a sudden saying, oh, and by the way, that's the reason. We're not talking about anything. I'm a rabbi. Hachikam, that's what it means to say. Ve'efer Kira Muchanu. All it's pointing out is not that she, but ve'efer, you should know that ashes from a stove are not muksa, right? If you have the stuff that's over there, you can go ahead and you could use it for kiso edam. Even though it's not kiso, it's not from dirt, still ashes are able to be used. This is only talking about when it was already burned up by Erev Yontov, meaning from yesterday and your das was on it for any matter. But if it was on Yontov itself, no good. Rashi says, right, if you don't have it in mind from the day before, then it's going to be usser. But if right now, let's say it's still hot, it's boiling hot enough that you can go ahead and you could roast an egg on it. So then you're allowed to go ahead, and since it's mutter to be using for that, you can use it for something else also. It's not considered muksa, and now you could use it in order to go ahead and do kiso edam. Tanya Nami Yachim Yerbaisu, who supports this, Kishamu Efer Kira Muchanu, when we said that Efer Kira is called Muchan, Lo Amu Elish Husak Mer Yontov, it's already read the day before. Avahusak Mer Yontov Aser, Ve'im Roy Litzlos Beitza Mutter, but even if it's done today, which is not muksa, because you're using it in order for the wood to be able to burn to cook something, that's fine. That's not called muksa for that's good. It's huksa for the use, then as long as it's still burning hot that it can go cook an egg and you could use it and use it for a fair for the kiso edam. Hichnis offer leginasa lechorvasa. Let's say a person goes ahead and they bring offer dirt into their gina, their garden, or to their chorva, into their destroyed building. Rashi says, harbe makam echad. Lutzarech ginasa, lutzarech chorvasa. You want to use it to smooth it out eventually over the thing. It's mutter to use that. The chasis bold, Rashi says, the kol zman shu tzibor, lutzabor, daite ilavei lechol tzarechav. As long as it's still in a big pile, it's used for anything. So mutter lechasis bold, says Gemara. You're allowed to use it, this huge pile of dirt that's sitting there, in order to go use it for kiso edam. V'am Rabbi Yehuda said, "Machnas adam lo kupaso afar va'osak ba'kol tzarko." Interesting, Rashi says, "Bistam v'nosam b'makom echad va'osak ba'kol tzarchav v'lor minim batla la legabe karka habayis aydi duzutra." What you're allowed to do is, we just spoke about a big pile. Now, even if it's a small pile, you're allowed to take a basket and fill it up with dirt in order to go ahead and use on Yontif as much as you want for whatever you need it for. Do it before Yontif for Yontif. And we don't say, like, oh, it's just a small amount, therefore it's bottled to the ground. Don't forget the ground is also made of dirt, as long as it's piled up in one place. Darish Marzutra Mishmeh de Marzutra Rabba. Vuhu Sheyichid Lo Karen Zavah, says it has its own place that's set up. Rashi says, Vuhu Sheyichid La, Vuhu Shatchad, you didn't spread it out. Temucha Milsel de Tzarech of Kai Boilei, that's what you're using it for. And Rashi says, "We're talking about it's soft dirt that's not lacking anything has to be done to it. It's going to be used as is to go do kisoy hadam." Bikitzur, we just see that Rabbi Yehuda just mentioned that if you're allowed to go ahead and use, Rabbi Yehuda says, "We've done Rav Lo Shanu Ella Shusik Merv Yontif. If you have it already ready to go, you're allowed to go and use it to cover things up." In fact, the Gemara Kasha Meisavei. I'm going to bring you a kasha, and this is found in a Mishnah in Cholin. Zog the Heilige Mishnah. We've had this mentioned before. The Kvi or the Koi. Last time we called it Kvi, so I'm going to call it Koi. A Koi is a Suffolk Chaya, Suffolk Behemoth. It's a type of animal. They're not sure if it's a Chaya or it's a Behemoth. Now, don't forget, Kisoy Adam is only done in the Dam. After you do Shchita of an animal, the Dam falls down. It has to be a Behemoth or an Oaf. A Chaya, you do not do Kisoy Adam on. So now, what happens if a koi, which is a suffix, which one it is, ain't shachto sobi yantif, don't do shchita on yantif. If you did shecht it, you don't cover its blood. Interessant. Don't do it. Rashi says, the shema behemu, maybe it's a behema. That's his user for that. It's a tircha yisera. V'im isa l'chasiyei k'dravi v'im isa l'chasiyei k'dravi Yehuda. Now hold on a second. If you have the dirt already there, and you said you could use it for anything, so let him just use that dirt that's sitting in that bucket over there. Do it and to cover up the koi. Why are we saying not to do that? Must be Rav Yehuda is wrong. Says Gemara, no, the tameich, according to your pshat, even if we were to go so far as to say you're not allowed to use that, still is a problem. L'chasei be'efer kira obedeker notes. What about the fact that we could just say, hold on one second, what does the Mishnah say? Just use dirt from the stove or from stuff that's already, from when you have a spade already in the ground. It's deker notes, and you could use that. Ella must be the reason why we don't say to use those things is the lesle. We must be talking about a case where you don't have those at hand. Hakanami the lesle here too, we're talking about a case where a person doesn't have the dirt sitting in a bucket, in a basket, in their house. So it's not a raya against Rav Yehuda. It was just this case. We were talking about a case where they didn't have the stuff over there. In fact, if that's really the case, if you're talking about where you don't have the dirt there, then my area is suffix. Why are you talking about a case of a koi? I feel a vadai namilo, even in the case of vadai, if it's a behema or an oaf. Sorry about that. I think I just caught myself. I said before, behema, I made a mistake. It's a chaya or oaf that you cover. You don't cover that of a behema. My bad. I apologize if I said that before. So my area is suffix. I feel a vadai namilo, even if you shackled something like a chaya or an oaf, and you have to be covering it, you're also not allowed to cover it if you have the stuff that's sitting over there. So why are you talking about, you have to have stuff that's ready to go. But if there's no spade in the ground ready to take it out, but it's just no dirt, but other than having to go and get it out of the ground itself, so you can't do that either. So why are you talking about the case of a koi? Let's go our lomi boy come out. It's a lomi boy, which, what does a lomi boy means? In a chinami, I don't have to say that case, which means lomi boy, vadai de lo lishchot. Not only do we have to, are we not allowed to, not only are you not allowed to shecht one that you vade would cover over, right? We didn't have to say that. Aval suffik, but by a suffik, ema mishum simchas yom tov lishchot v'lo l'chasya kamash malan. But maybe by a suffik, you would say, simchas yom tov, let's shecht them. We just won't cover it over. Kamash malan, that you're not allowed to shecht that one either. So it's a koy you're not allowed to shecht them. Certainly you're not allowed to do a chaya or oaf where you'd have to cover it over. And you're not able to get the dirt to be able to do it. Okay. Beep. Turn the page. Chesem Beis. I v'ham in the Gatani Seifa. What affect the fact that it says in the Seifa, the Mishnah, v'im shachlan ein mechasta is damo, and if you shachlan, don't cover the blood, mechlal b'de isle askina. That makes it sound like we do have, and we're just not covering with it, which seems to go straight out against Rabbi Yehuda. Right, because why shouldn't we be allowed to cover the dam with if you have the ashes or like if Yehuda said you have this dirt over here? Ella, my rabbi comes in and explains a little bit differently. Efer kira, when we have this concept of these ashes from the stove, it's muchan levadai, v'in muchan lesafik. It's considered muchan set aside only for vadai. Rashi says muchan levadai, v'in muchan lesafik. Even though it's for your minds and everything, not for something that might come up. In fact, the Rashi of Parchin of a Kevin the Daiti Lavei Umishum de Iksa Leka Suffolk My Time Lo Mechasina and Mishum de Kaavid Guma Betumia. We're gonna get to that in just a minute, but point is now is that every Kuhim Muchan Levadre in Muchan the Suffolk. It's not set aside for Suffolk. So the Mishnah is talking about a koi because this ash of the stove is gonna be usher only for that type of dam. But Taka could use it for any for something which it was a chaya over as an oaf. In fact, the Gemara the suffik, my time hello. I understand what's the problem? Why can't you cover the dam of a suffik? It's covered guma, and that's what Rashi was talking about. What are you worried about? It's going to make a guma. You can make a hole by going in. You're picking up the dirt. Vadainami lo kavit. Vadainami kavit guma. even in a case when you're going and covering a vade, like a chaya or oaf, you're also making a gum over there. Ella, how do we answer that and get out of that? Kidra Vaba. We said the Gravaba that he said it's not an issue because when you go ahead and you're doing that, it's kilkul. And therefore, it's not an issue because you're not doing it for the whole, and therefore it's kilkul. So hachanami, kidra Vaba. Here too, we could say kidra Vaba, that's kilkul, and there shouldn't be a problem. So now we try another avenue. Ella suffik my time, dilma avid kisisha. By a case of a suffik of a koi, we're worried that maybe you're going to do kisisha, which means what? You're going to start to crush up all the stuff, crush up all the dirt, and that is a problem with kisisha. Remember, we answered that by saying that it was soft dirt, but it doesn't say that over here. It says the Gemara, vade nami nigzor mishum kisisha. Right? It should be also by a vadai to go ahead, it should be an issue with that as well. But now we answer in another way. No, vaday, we don't have a problem even to do kisisha. You know why? Because ki ka'avid kisisha, when they did it, it's not an issue because asi asay v'dochi aslos asay. There's a principle that an asay can be docha alos asay. There's a mitzvah to say do something, a mitzvah to say not to do something. The do overrides the don't do. We're going to see two examples in a second, right? But one of them is that you're not allowed to go ahead and cut off tzaras from your body. There's another one that you have to do a bris milah. So the asay of bris milah is dochad los asay if that's where the tzaras was by the makam amila. Another one is you're not allowed to go ahead and we'll wear wool and linen together. We have another one called doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, which has tchelis in it, which is wool and linen together, in which case asay is dochad los asay. And over here as well as asay is dochad los asay. So that's why it's not an issue if it's a vadai. Gemara knocks this off. Amar da'amrin and asay. Amar da'amrin and asi asay. V'dachis los asay. When do we say an asay comes and knocks off a los asay? Kigon milav et saras. Inami sodin mitzitis. Like those two examples. Why? Diba idna de kam akar. Lav kamokim lasay. At the very same moment that you're getting rid of you're going against the lav, you're doing the asay, for example, the mila. As you're doing the lav of cutting off the tzaras, that same action is also doing the mitzvah of the mila itself. But hachav idin to come aker lav lo mokim lasay. But over here, at the time when you're crushing up the dirt in order to go and put it on, you're not doing the asay. That only comes after the fact. In which case, how could you say this is that? This is Gemara Holokasha. Let's say at the time that they're actually crumbling it up, they're crumbling it up over the dam. So it's doing it at the exact same time. Says Gemara, but sof, yom tov asei vilos aseiru. You can't tell me that the reason why it's okay to do with the vada because the asei is docha los asei. You know why? Because yom tov is not a los asei. It's not a asei alone. It's asei and a los asei. Says Rashi, as the pasuk says, it's if b'yom rishon shabbason d'mash m'shvus. It's also a los asay, and we know ve'ein asay dochas los asay va'asay, and therefore we're stuck. So why does the Mishnah dafka say koi if it would be usher for it to do it with a regular animal, also a chayer or an oaf, because you can't have an asay docha los an asay and a los asay, so therefore it should be both of them. Ella, I'm a Rava. Rava comes along and he gives another answer. Afer, when you have this dirt, Afer Kira, Daito Levadai Vein Daito Lesafik. Your das is on a Vadai massive and not on a Suffik massive. And a Koi is a Suffik and not a Vadai. So therefore, you can't use it in order to cover a Koi. The Azur of the Tameh goes according to his own logic. Dama Rava. Hichnis Afer Lechasas Botso. Let's say a person goes ahead and they take dirt in order to go ahead. This is before Yom Tov started. And he had in mind he wants to use it in order to cover Tsoa. If it, you know, you use the facilities. And now you got a pile sitting over there. You want to cover it over. Mutar Lechasas Bot Dam Tzipor. You're allowed to go use that stuff set aside for the Tsoa in order to use it for the Dam Tzipor if you end up going in Shechted. But Dam Tzipor, let's say you set aside for Dam Tzipor, Asur Lechasas Bot Tsoa. You're not allowed to use it in order to cover over Tsoa because that's not a Vadai. Suffik can be used for Vadai and Vadai for Vadai, but Vadai can't be used for Suffik. Ne har blay omri, they come and they say, or he says Rashi b'Sanhedrin v'farish, who Rami bar Baribi. That's who it was. Okay, he comes along and he says that afilu hichnis afer lechasas bo dam sipor mordel lechasas bo tzoa. Even if you have it for dam sipor, you're allowed to use it for tzoa. So a vada is not used according to for a suffix according to him. Amrei b'marav, they said in Eretz Yisrael, b'marava, plei bar Rav Yosef, bar Chama, Rav Zeira, some machlokas between the two. V'amrei lo rava b'rei de Rav Yosef, bar Chama, v'Rav Zeira. Some say that's who it was. Chara, Amar 1 says, koi harehu k'tzoa. A koi is just like tzoa. That meaning what? If you set aside for one, you could use for the other, because both of them fall into the case of a suffix. V'chad amar, koi einu k'tzoa, he says, no, it's not like tzoa. When you're looking at those two, the tzoa is considered like a vada, and the koi is considered like a suffix. So if you have something set up for one, it doesn't mean you could use it for the other. If you have it for the tzoa, you could use it for the koi. If you have the koi, it doesn't mean you could use it for the tzoa. Now, we didn't say who is who, but this time it makes sense to say that Rava hu damar koi areu kitzoa, to make it say that they are like one another. Why? Because damar Rava hichne safar l'chatz b'tzoa, like we saw before, that a person goes and brings an offer in order to cover over tzoa, muta l'chatz bo dam tzipor. Dam tzipor, but if you did a dam tzipor, asa l'chatz bo tzoa. So this time makes sense to say that it's Rava who says that that the tzoa is considered like a safek. So is Kai. So therefore, it looks like it makes sense that he's one who says that. We're now going to see another reason that we didn't yet speak about as per why it would be that it's usher to go and do a Kai, you're allowed to cover a Kai on Yontif. Even if you have stuff which is ready to cover it with, like Rabbi Yehuda mentioned. All right, Rabbi Yehuda said, if you have stuff ready, you can. You say, no, you can't. Must Rabbi Yehuda's wrong. Say, no, there's another reason why. Rami Berei Derev Yeva Amar, he says, Koi hainu taimed lo machasin. And this is a reason. Because gezerah misho matar is chelbo. It's a gezerah because maybe then you're going to matar the chelev. Chelev is a part of an animal which you're not allowed to eat if it's found in a behema or in a... tzipor, a bird or an animal. But a chaya, you're allowed to eat. Now, this is interesting. Why? Because you're allowed to eat the chelev. Chelev is like a fat. The stuff that's mutter to eat is called shuman. Chelev is usher to eat, except for in a chaya, it's a mutter to eat. Now, we know you cover the dam of a chaya. So if we go and we cover the dam of a koi, being that we don't know if a koi is a behemah or a chaya, so we know a chaya, again, you can eat the chelev, and a behemah you can't. If we say you cover it over, maybe someone can say, oh, you're covering it over, it must be that it's actually a chaya. And if it's a chaya, they're going to eat the chelev. So it says, gezerim mashum ataris chelbo, ihachi frek the gemara, afil b'chol nami. You wouldn't be allowed to do this even during a weekday, because someone could say the same statement. It's going, no. B'chol amri lanaka chaseh was a sarich. So we're going to say the reason why he's covering over the blood over there is not because he's saying that a koi is actually a chaya, but the reason is because he wants to clean his chatzer. It's his dam sitting over there, and he wants to clean it up. It says, Rashi, haroe, omer, lo mipnei shiton kisoy. Therefore, he covers it over because it's all shayas and mignasi with the dam. As the Gemara, not a good rabbi, you know, because shechet ba'ashpa, Michael and Mary, what happens if a person goes and they shecht it in an ashpa, in a garbage dump? Clearly, they're not going to be covering it over there in order to clean it up. What is he care? It's a garbage dump. So someone's going to maybe think, hey, even during the week, they're going to think, oh, it must be that you're allowed to eat the chelev of this, because they're going to think it's vadeh, it's considered like a chaya. As the Gemara... The Gemara goes further with this kasha. Ba limloch ma'ikal memra. Unless a person comes to ask a kasha, what should he do? Regular day, should he go and cover it or not? What do we say to him? We tell him to cover it because he's going to think, oh, I can have chelev. Ella, and for the Gemara, bechol, during a weekday, you know why you're allowed to do it? Inami misapka. Even though we're in a state of suffix over here, Amrili Rabbanan Ziltrach V'kaseh, the Chacham will tell him, go ahead, burden yourself and cover it over. Right? Go do it because maybe it is a chayah, not for your chayah. But Yom Tov, im mesapka, mi Amrili Rabbanan Ziltrach V'kaseh, if we're in a suffix, we're going to say, go be Tareach and go ahead and cover it over. Chachamim, we know, we can tell someone to go do Tircha Yisera. You don't do that on Yantiv. So therefore, if they would be telling them to do Tircha, then a person's going to think, oh, it must be because it's a Chaya. Therefore, we don't let him do it. You don't cover it over. And it's not knocking off Rav Yehuda, who said if you have stuff left over, you could use that for something else that's set aside. Because if you hear we're worried if you use it for that, people are going to think that this Tircha allowed you to think that it's a Chaya, and you think that it's a Chaya, then all of a sudden, the Chayav is going to be mutter. Tana Rabbi Zeira, lo koi bovad amru. And this is not only by a koi that they say not to cover the dam. Even if you did shechita on a behema, a chay and an oaf, then the blood gets all mixed up together. It's going to be also to go ahead and cover it on yontif. I'm Reb Yossi Bar Yassinia. Lo shanu elo she'ein yachol lechasos b'dikir achas. This is only taught in the case where you're not able to cover over the all of the dam with one spade's worth. Avol yachol lechasos b'dikir achas mutter, because then it's okay because you cover over the whole thing with one. You're not doing extra tircha. You're doing what you need to do for the dam that's spilled over there. Ends up being more things are covered. That's great. The problem is if it doesn't get all covered over, then it would be an issue. In fact, the gemara pshita. Obviously, if that's enough, then you're if there's enough in one spade's worth, then you're allowed to go and do it. As gemara ma'od the tami. Would have thought nigzer dekira achas that the shtei dekiros make a gzera one dekira atu two that person is going to come to do two kamash melan that we don't make such a gzera amar rabba shachat zibur me'erev yontif. Let's say a person shecht a bird erev yontif. Ein mechasas ob yontif, you don't cover it over on yontif. Do not do kisoy adam. Beep, turn the page. Testament of Gilgal Isa me'erev yontif. What happens if a person goes to Megagal Isa? In other words, what does that mean? They needed dough on yontif. Not that they needed it, something they needed, but with a K, they needed it. They put it, the flour and the water together and they made that mixture into dough. Gilgal Isa me'erev yontif, mafresh mimenu chalos ob yontif. You're allowed to take off chala of it on Yontiv itself. Rashi says, why don't we cover on the previous, at the very end of Amud Beis, why is it we don't cover over the Tzibor? Because you should have done it Erev Yontiv. There's no lack of Simchas Yontiv here. It doesn't answer the Tzibor in eating it. You just didn't do Kiso Adam, but it doesn't answer. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it. Gilgul Isam Erev Yontiv, but if you did that, Rashi says, you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisos. This you're allowed to go and take off. It's not a problem. Mafresh made a chalos of yontif. We allow you to go and take off chala on truma and yontif. We want to have a nice, fresh, delicious chala to do it on that day. Avu de Shmuel says that the tate of Shmuel says that a few gilgal isim erev yontif, even if you did needed the dough erev yontif, ain mafresh mimenu chalos b'yontif. You're not allowed to take off chala on yontif. Zok Rashi de lo hitiru lahafresh chala ella beisa shenizgagal b'yontif. It has to be something you did on yontif itself. Avazu hayolol hafresh me'erev yontif kechumas dug in repairs. You should have taken off before yontif. In fact, the Gemara lemi pligi de Shmuel devoa. You're telling me that Shmuel is arguing on his tate. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel himself says, Chalas chutz la'aretz, ochel v'holich v'achakech mafresh. Go ahead, you could eat it. You could go and eat it, and take off challah after the fact. Sounds like it's not holding you back from eating it, and therefore there should be no reason to even take it off on Yontif. So what do you see? Shmuel's coming against a tata. It's important to note, Rashi has pointed out, also talking in chutzlar, it's in Eretz Yisrael, nothing to talk about over here. But it's there, but in the chutzlar, it's these things, that's why we have these leniencies. Amarava, Rava comes along and he fixes up the tata in Shmuel. Milo moda Shmuel shem kara ale Hashem shasura lezarim. Is Shmuel not mask him to the fact? Does he not agree? In other words, he does. That if someone said that this is called challah, that it becomes aser lazarim, it becomes aser to someone who's not a Kohen. So you see, by taking it off, it becomes like truma itself. Therefore, it should be aser to take it off on yontif because you're not allowed to go ahead and be masaking something. Even though you're right, you're not allowed to take it off on yontif. You can eat it and it's not stopping you from it. Don't think that if you did take off, that it wouldn't be considered like it's truma. So taka, they end up on the same page. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.